there, America. I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back to the only true democracy in talk radio of for and by you, the people, live nationwide, streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. Joining us in this hour is our buddy Mark Levine. I'll tell you a bit about Mark really quickly. Mark, as you know, sits in for me. He's a good friend of mine, a good friend of the Leslie Marshall Show, personally and professionally a good buddy. He's also host of his own show. In Washington, D.C., he broadcasts live a radio program called The Inside Scoop. You can check it out every day. He podcasts live there at RadioInsideScoop.com. He serves up all the news the government does not want you to know. He's also an ex-congressional attorney, and he served the Democrats on both Judiciary and Homeland Security committees. Mark, you know I love you. Welcome, buddy. How are you?
Thank you, Leslie. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you, sweetie. Okay. Why do we have such idiots running corporations and people that are so greedy that they completely ignore issues of safety that can lead to people's lives being taken, as we have seen in the mine in West Virginia this week?
Leslie, I wish they were idiots, but the second point you made, that they're greedy, is exactly the point. They see it as a calculable loss. These murders, and I'm going to call it murder. If you want to just call it negligent homicide or manslaughter, I'm okay with that. You know, when a drunk driver kills someone, we put the driver in jail. And I'm not saying the corporations intended to kill their workers. I'm saying the corporations knew.
So you're saying like second. You're saying like Mark. You're saying like second degree murder, not like
right. Like okay. Negligent homicide, like when you get drunk and go behind the wheel and you kill someone.
Right.
You didn't intend to kill someone.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Behind the wheel drunk, that might just happen. That's what these corporations are doing.
Okay.
Massey Energy Corporation has been in business 5 years, and they've had 1,342 safety violations. Now, take 5 years, multiply
Wait,
that.
So Mark, say that again. Mark, can he hear me? I love you, but I'll be asking you something. You just keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
No, sweetie, I want you to say that number again.
How many? 1,342 safety violations.
They completely, that were ignored. That were ignored, right? Obviously.
Because that's
what led to this problem that took these people's lives. Hey, Mark, hang on, sweetie. We're going to take a quick break. You know the drill. You know our clock. We will be back. My guest, Mark Levine, in the house. Pick up the phone and join us. 888-6-LESLIE. 888-653-7543. We want your take on this. Is this just part of what they expect in the loss of the game of the mining world? Or is this greed beyond what America should bear? And should we do something about it? Can we? I'm Leslie Marshall, 888-6-LESLIE. And we're back. I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back. We are the only true democracy in talk radio of, for, and by you, the people. Live nationwide, streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. Host of the D.C. radio show, The Inside Scoop, where you can hear the podcast every day at RadioInsideScoop.com, is Mark Levine. He's an ex-congressional attorney, a talk show host, a good friend of mine personally and professionally, a good friend of the Leslie Marshall Show. He sits in as a regular guest, and we love having him as a regular part of this program. Mark, thanks for holding. Welcome back. We were talking before the break about gross negligence because of greed, and that they consider this, you know, part of a standard loss, so to speak, in their companies. And isn't it time that a company such as Massey Energy be held responsible for disregard of the safety of these miners that has resulted in the loss of their lives?
Yeah, I agree. And not only should they be held responsible, I want to see people in prison. You know, one of the things when the Supreme Court said that corporations are more important than those of us mere human beings, they said corporate citizens can have unlimited free speech. You know, most of us can't afford that. We got to remember that corporations don't go to jail. You can't jail a corporation. You can fine them. But Massey, which was fined more than $1 million, just decided, well, we can pay those fines. It's part of the cost of doing business. It's more expensive to prevent to pay those fines than it is to prevent mine accidents. So 23 miners, not that big a deal. We pay for their funerals, not that expensive. We pay the fines. It's more expensive to put in the kind of protections we need, whether it's methane protectors or drilling holes and so forth, to actually save their lives. So I say, all right, you take the risk, you take the consequences. If you get behind the wheel of a car drunk and you kill someone, you go to jail. If you decide that it's worth it to risk 25 people's deaths, probably 29, because I doubt the other four are going to live, then you know what? Let's take the whole corporate board of Massey Energy and put them in jail for a few years. And you know what? I don't think we'll have this kind of accidents again.
Let's take some calls, and we go to, is it Demir in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania? Demir? Demir, hi, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for following me on Twitter.
Oh, sure. I hope you'll follow me back.
Yes, I am. That's how I got to this situation.
Okay.
I'm calling about the mines of the death.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it today in school, and I seen your tweet, so that's what made me remember about the death that was going on. I didn't get the full story, but from what my teacher was explaining to me, it was, I believe it's something about coal, I'm assuming.
Yeah, these are coal miners.
Yeah. And I was saying, like, they shouldn't, if these deaths, she said that they were prior deaths. And she told me that, I was basically saying that it shouldn't, these deaths shouldn't, if these deaths keep occurring, why do they keep, continue to have that place there?
Well, let's talk about that, Mark. Do you have those numbers on how many deaths have resulted from this corporation in the years prior?
Oh, there was an accident in Sago, West Virginia. They killed a couple dozen. These things repeatedly happen again and again and again. Massey Energy Company is known to be a company that doesn't give a damn about their workers. In fact, they prevent their workers from unionizing. They blow the tops off mountains, putting arsenic in West Virginia streams purposely because, hey, it's less expensive than actually doing it, and that, of course, ruins West Virginia. And they do it all because, let's face it, the cost of polluting and the cost of allowing miners to die is cheaper than the cost of protecting people.
Yes,
and so because there are no criminal violations, there are criminal fines, but there aren't, you know, you don't actually put people in jail. They just keep doing it.
And it's very wrong. Demir, anything else?
No, I just wanted to, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad that you care and that you care about the minors. I'm glad that they're talking about this in schools, such as in his school. And speaking of, we'd love to hear from you tonight on this. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543 is the number. Pick up the phone and join us. Should the Massey Corporation have jail time? Is this expected? Is this a line between, is there a difference between, you know, capitalism in the sense of profiting, as we should strive to do as Americans to improve our financial status as, you know, individuals and corporations, and then outright greed to the point of complete disregard and even, you know, for safety violations, laughing over the fines of safety violations, and obviously having no regard for these human lives of these employees who go down into those mines and make these corporate, these corporate board members, the CEOs, et cetera, very, very wealthy individuals.
Right? I mean, Don Blankenship, the CEO of Massey Energy Corporation, is very well known for years as someone who doesn't allow unions in, someone who doesn't give a damn about the environmental protection. And whenever he gets these fines, what he does is he uses the system, he appeals them, and he ties them up in court for years and years and years. Talk about the need for tort reform. We could start with Don Blankenship. And then the government can't punish Massey because he keeps appealing and appealing and appealing. And so, meanwhile, the workers are working under very unsafe conditions. I look at it in the same way if the police catch a criminal. What do? While he's on trial, they put him in jail until the time of trial. Then there's a trial. Maybe he'll be found guilty. Maybe he'll be found innocent. But while he's appealing, he's in jail. It's time that when we have these very unsafe violations, that the government stop the mine from working if they're going to appeal this thing. You want to appeal? Fine. You appeal. But stop the mine from working until you clear the violation.
Some of the people are tweeting about the families and the children of these men who have passed. Is there a possibility for compensation, or is this part of the job for a coal miner?
Don Blankenship's going to pay for their funerals. Thank you very much. How kind of him.
That's it. Because West Virginia is a state that has a lot of poverty. And
extreme poverty.
Right.
And some people are saying, well, you know, that the miners need the job, they want the job, and that's true. But, you know, they used to say the same thing about child labor. You know, let the 9-year-old make, shoes in Thailand, because after all, they want the 20 cents a day they get. Well, that's true, but we banned child labor in this country 80 years ago, and we can ban it in West Virginia. We can all pay a little bit more for our energy and make sure that these miners are safe.
Yes, and speaking of, is this another argument that helps those who say we need to look to other sources of energy?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, coal, I realize for now, is a necessary evil, but I would like to get completely away from coal. It's a fossil fuel. It burns up tremendous carbon in the air. We need more wind. We need more solar. We need to get away. Now, I realize we're not going to stop coal mining tomorrow. Our economy runs too much on it. But we can make it safer to mine coal. They know how to do it. There are methane detectors. The methane detectors can automatically issue a warning, automatically let people go. These things are not that expensive. Why weren't those methane detectors working? Was it because Massey Energy wanted those miners to work a little bit harder and to get a little more coal out? If Don Blankenship, it can be shown, and I think there should be a lot of lawsuits on this, if it can be shown that Don Blankenship knew that he was putting these people in danger, and I think it's very easy to show that, because when you have 1,342 safety violations, violations of safety and other things, this isn't one or two or three or four. This is practically a violation for every day they've been open. They had 50 violations in the last month, including specific violations on allowing too much methane in. This guy knew, and he considered it a calculable cost of doing business. I'll tell you something. I was on Fox today, and a right-wing conservative reporter by the name of Liz Trotter, I mentioned to her how upset I was about the mining disaster. And you know what she said? She said 23 miners. Well, that's not bad. That's a sustainable loss.
Yeah, that's sort of like people that said only 6 million Jews in the Holocaust.
Yeah, exactly. 23 miners? They're poor people. Who cares about 23
one,
miners?
One is one too many. You know, it's so easy. I was talking about this off the air with somebody earlier today, actually about an IRS situation, which I definitely have to do as a topic. Maybe I will tomorrow. But, you know, you ever notice how somebody says, I have cancer, right? And you think, oh, that's a shame. And the closer the person is to you, the more shame that is.
Of course.
But it's a whole different situation when it's your cancer or it's your loved one's cancer.
Sure.
It becomes, you know, real and then, you know, you care. It is such a cold and detached individual to say it's only 23.
Right.
I hope that, you know, as conservative as the panel you may have been was on, that there were even conservatives who were shocked by such a nasty statement.
Well, and she said, you know, in China it was worse. Well, of course it's worse in China. Are you saying that...
Excuse me, in China, they got some of them out, unless we didn't get any out in West Virginia.
19. You're exactly right.
Right. So, I mean, there were at least some lives saved. There were none saved in this. And by the way, if she's comparing us to a conservative, comparing us to a communist country,
exactly,
that has been grossly violating human rights and abusing humans and their rights for decades, if not centuries. Oh, I don't know. Was it one of the... I don't know her. Is she one of the 19... I had to, you know, debate some 19-year-old bimbo yesterday. I mean, hey, I don't mind them getting, you know, pretty people on the TV to talk, but it would be nice if some of them knew what they were talking about. I'm Leslie Marshall. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our buddy Mark Levine. We are talking about the tragedy that happened in West Virginia. And we are talking about whether or not the Massey Corporation should be held responsible. Should they pay? Should they pay by serving jail time? I say yes to both. What do you say? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Quick break and we'll be back. Hey there, America. Leslie Marshall here. Welcome back. Only true democracy in talk radio of four by you, the people. We're live nationwide, streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. Mark Levine is our buddy. He's in the house, and we are talking about the terrible situation that happened in West Virginia, and which all those coal miners have lost their lives. Why? You know, one person said jokingly, Mark, on tweeting me, make them appear on that show about bosses that switch places and become a peon in his own company. And we can say that tongue in cheek. When we talk about what actually should happen to Massey in light of what happened to those miners, and we talk about money and you say they're paying for the funeral, because of more than 1,000 safety violations that were ignored and fines which were laughed at and scoffed upon and not paid, why can't the, or can, being that you're an attorney, can these families go after Massey so that they could at least get some money? You know, these are men that died in the mine. Some of these women don't work. Some of these women are stay-at-home moms. They relied on that paycheck. Paying, you know, a few grand or a couple of grand for a funeral is not going to pay their mortgage, put food on the table, provide health care for their children, or any kind of a potential future education so their kids won't have to climb down into that mine.
Well, I think they can, and they should, too. No question about it. I think they should.
Has anybody in the past, in the last huge tragedy with coal miners where so many lives were lost a few years ago?
You know, that's a good question, Leslie. I'm sorry, I don't have all the answers every day. I don't know the answer to that. I think they should sue, though, because this, and not only should they sue, but I hope a West Virginia jury gives them a lot of punitive damages, because I think that the corporation actually considers that and thinks it's part of the cost of doing business. You know, the sad thing is that when you sue for wrongful death, the way that you're paid is based on your earnings. And in this particular industry, a non-union industry, their earnings are very low. Even their lifetime earnings are very low, considering how much money the Massey Energy Corporation makes. So really the only way to punish them would be through severe punitive damages. Now, this is a perfect case where Republicans always say they don't like punitive damages, they don't understand the need for punitive damages. This is a classic case where you need punitive damages, because Massey Energy can pay a few million dollars off and pay off even these families, but unless you hit them with a massive punitive damages award, they're just going to keep risking workers' lives. So I hope they do sue, and I hope they win big.
Is this probably not going to happen because these people are so impoverished? I know you don't have a crystal ball.
Well, I think that lawyers do take cases on contingency. A lot of times people are against lawyers taking cases on contingency. This is a classic case where you need it. Contingency, of course, means that the lawyers get a percentage of the award, because these people can't afford to pay the hourly wages of lawyers that can take the case. You know, a lot of times people attack trial lawyers, but this is a perfect case where you need trial lawyers to help fix the system. The government isn't doing a good enough job. We also need stronger laws, as it happens. But you do need a very strong case, and unfortunately, the current Supreme Court has been cutting down on punitive damage awards. People don't understand, punitive damage awards really aren't about compensating the families. They're about preventing corporations in the future from saying, that's a calculable cost of death, so 23 are dead. We could pay them off and make them do the safety changes that they need to do.
When you talk about those safety changes, don't you feel that any industry, coal mining, whatever industry, must take responsibility when things that they operate go awry? And shouldn't they move to prevent it in the future? Why, or can the United States government hold them responsible? I mean, doesn't the United States government have a right when the safety violations that are being ignored are governmentally legislated?
Well, sure. There is a regulating body. It's called the Mining Health Safety Administration. It's been around for many decades. George Bush appointed a number of coal company execs to run that regulating body. They were very lax on Massey Energy. And when they started to finally issue some fines, Massey Energy has been appealing. Now, it's true that President Obama has appointed new people there. They are good people. But many of these violations are still up on appeal. So they haven't come down. And apparently, the way the laws work, the Mining Health Safety Administration can't punish Massey until the appeals have run their course. So you have sort of the appeals from the Bush days being resolved, and they haven't even gotten to the violations from the Obama days. So it's kind of a lag left over from Bush. But I think that if Congress were to pass some very strict laws, we could prevent this from happening. If there are violations, they could shut it down while it's going on. And I think if there are criminal penalties, just that, just putting a board of directors in jail for a year, I think we would see much fewer coal murders.
When we talk about what, you know, can be done, prevention, et cetera, this is an area where obviously unions would be so beneficial to these individuals.
Oh, absolutely.
Are the miners afraid to unionize because they won't?
They have tried. They have tried again and again and again. In fact, Massey is known for being one of the biggest union-busting corporations in America. They try to unionize, and what do? There have been threats. There have been union people not only who have been fired, contrary to law, but been run out of town. There was a massive strike back in 06 against Massey Energy Company. They locked the doors, and in fact, Massey is very much known for being as anti-union a business as can happen. And people forget that unions are not just about making money and benefits for workers. They're also about safety conditions. They are a worker's voice. And when you're a poor West Virginia coal miner, you have zero voice.
Right. There's nobody that sticks up for the middleman, the little man, the middle class, and these people are well beyond the below middle class and the poverty level. West Virginia has actually is always listed as one of the states where there are more and more children who go to bed hungry or don't have shoes, don't have proper health care, et cetera, and adults as well, their parents as well. Very, very poor state. Obviously, not all of it. There are some haves along with Rockefellers, along with the have-nots, but a very poor state. You know, that's always bothered me, too, Mark, as a liberal Democrat. You know, the Rockefellers come from West Virginia, and with all their money, you think they'd pump some more money just out of their own pocket into their own state to benefit the people that suffer so much in that state, not just coal miners, so many. You know,
well,
so many
the politics of West Virginia are really very strange because you have coal miners, some of whom are against even the environmentalists coming in because they say, look, we're very poor, we need the jobs. It's like the people who say, I'm going to send my child to the factory because we need the money. But at the end of the day, I think we can see that people would be better off if we simply legislated better worker conditions and, frankly, better environmental conditions. You know, they're blowing the tops off mountains, and that puts arsenic in the water supply, and the waters of West Virginia eventually flow into my area of Washington, D.C. So it harms me as well. One of the best things Obama has done is to start banning mountaintop removal by blowing the tops off mountains.
Mark, I appreciate being with us in this hour. Did you say you'd be able to talk next hour about something going on in the state you live, I believe? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
let's go after the Virginia governor.
Let's remind him what year it is and who our president is and who our president is again. I'm Leslie Marshall. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Keep in mind our website, LeslieMarshallShow.com. And speaking of keep in mind a website, I want you to keep in mind Mark's website as well. Go to RadioInsideScoop.com. That's where he podcasts every day. That's Mark Levine, my co-host in this and next hour here on the Leslie Marshall Show. He's out of D.C. I'm out of L.A. Where are you out of? We want to hear from you. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll be talking about the Confederate flag. Yeah, it's still around.